good antennas. Is the are the elements isolated from the beam, from the, you know, the middle, the main beam of it, or are they touching? You know what I'm saying? Because you can do it both ways, but if your elements are isolated, then that would make a bigger, even bigger difference, mounting it directly to a metal pole.
No, the if I'm remember correctly, they are mounted right up against the aluminum beam that goes through the elements. They're mounted right up against it. There's no isolation.
Come up, I think it's easier just to isolate them. As far as modeling them, that's the main difference. Is one's not better than the other. It's just if you ever fool around with any software, you know, modeling them, it makes a big difference. Which I would suggest to everybody, you know, get several programs for free. Antenna modeling stuff, it's you learn quite a bit. It's pretty interesting. If you're a computer person, you know, some people ain't, I don't know.
Well, Keith, I'm still learning all this as I go, so this is the first beam I've ever put up, first, you know, antenna period, so I'm just learning it as I go.
KN4GZW.
Y'all still in there?
4ZLK.
N4DJC.
Do a picture of it so you can see what I had and the article I found. But, Jerry, Keith, I can't send it to y'all. I don't know how to.
If you just go on the Cushcraft website and see how it says to mount it. And like I said, 9 times out of 10, most people just mount them directly on the mast. They don't isolate them. Because I think the only problem some people have is when they're when you're horizontally polarized versus vertically. But you know, most everybody, air antenna and all the other ones, they'll mount, you can mount them on the end. But those are not very big beams. But the other ones, like the long boomers, 22 element, 2 meters, and some of the other ones there, they're isolated somehow electrically, but I'm not sure as far as, you know, I mean, most of them are mounted, I think, you know, just as far as on the mount itself, they're just mounted, the booms are mounted directly to the mast, you know, at least that's the way. The ones I've used over the years have been mounted, but it may be, like I said, it's been so long since I flew with any of it, really, to look at any antenna design. It's just not, it could change the pattern, and the only way to do it is look at a Smith chart on it, and I'm not sure how that's going to work if you don't have a VNA or something like that to analyze it. Or one of those combat analyzers, which I've used before, they'll plot a Smith chart on an antenna, but they're, like I said, I don't recall, it's just been so long since I mounted anything like that, I don't recall exactly how they were managed with the mast, other than just metal to metal, but you look on the Cushcraft thing, look up the assembly instructions, it'll tell you what to do and that sort of thing. You got reflectors, you got driven element, and it all depends. Most all of it's mounted in the middle there. I mean, the same way with the only time I've ever separated them out is when I stacked them. And stacked them vertically and horizontally. Horizontally, I mean, you know, stacked them side by side for vertically polarized for FM, and stacked them horizontally for sideband.
Patrick, yeah, that looks good. I don't have much to say. It looks good. But yeah, I would think, like the other station was saying, that it might be better if it does have at least a little isolation from the mast itself. Otherwise, maybe some of the radiation is going into the pole itself.
All I can do is experiment with it until I find out what works and what doesn't. So that's where I'm at. It's a learning process. That's what this hobby's all about, is it not?
Hey, welcome to Ham Radio.
Old slim rabbit hole.
Can money down the drain.
That part right. That's for sure.
Unless I destroy it, so to be honest, I have to screw it up before I figure it out. K and 4TZW.
The original reason I got into working on cars is because I kept tearing them up, so I had to figure out how to fix them because I couldn't afford to pay somebody else.
Exactly how that is. I throw many wrenches through windows as a young man and had to fix every one of them, so I know all about it. I've rebuilt my first engine, laid in the gravel, and pulled the pistons out the bottom. So, it's an old 256 cylinder.
That, been there, done that, and then moved on to actually making a career out of it, and done that for almost 20 years. So, and then I give it up and bought the tool truck.
This is a Snap-on or a Mac. You know, my cousin owns a couple of car lots in a shop. So, I mean, I've done it for a living a little while. I'm not fond of it. Don't get me wrong. I like, you know, if I got a project or something, that's great. But just everyday timing belts and junk like that, it's just like pulling my fingernails out. I mean, it's, it's just, I can't stand it. I mean, I put two wheel bearing hub assemblies on last week, and I'm hoping this leaking water pump will fix itself. I've got the water pump already, but I don't feel like fooling with it. KN4DCW.
It was all too well, Keith. All too well. Now that I've got out of it doing it every day, because it ruined what I enjoyed doing for me. I enjoyed working on cars when I got into it. And when I got out, now I could care less if I ever see another one to work on it.
Station in there, N4ZLK.
East Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Foxtrot, Charlie, Anchors Key. I was just checking out this radio, see how it sounds. You know, radio. I'm just curious. I didn't want to interrupt your conversation.
It sounds good. The audio's down a little bit, but you might be, as late as it is, you might be trying to talk quiet, not to wake anybody up. But the radio works.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, I am talking a little soft. And, but it's at WE99.
There, Keith. And Jerry, you still there? N4ZLK.
Tell you what, Shane, you're hammering it with that. You run about 5 watts, are you?
Yeah, at the minimum. But I can see the repeater, the lights flashing from here. I think it's just under 5 miles.
So here, but I got spent a 5-element log periodic. Maybe about 20 feet behind the indoors. That's not even mounted outside.
Little portable antenna mounted in the corner on top of a chair right now until I get my outdoor antenna up. Let's see. Go ahead, Patrick, N4ZLK.
Antenna in the house, I wouldn't be able to even talk to you.
About turning hobbies into businesses, that does for sour taste, you man. That mine was... My two things were motorcycles and firearms, and I had to learn how to do both of them because I couldn't. I was all the time doing stuff from a motorcycle when I was running the Indira, and I couldn't afford a good gunsmith. I had to learn how to do most of it on my own.
Things that I tried to fix and then had to take it somewhere else because I play at being a mechanic. I can do maintenance, but I can't. I don't have the time or the know-how or the desire to really go too deep in that. It's not what interests me. Was it Gabe, I think? KN4TZW? Are you still in there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just thinking, I've done a lot of mechanicing on motorcycles. I had a couple family members I had to... They raced them motocross bikes. They couldn't work on nothing. I mean, they could ride them, but they just, you know, they couldn't work on nothing. I've worked on a bunch of two-stroke stuff, which there's not many of them left anymore. And I don't know. Of course, they're different. I mean, they're pretty aggressive, I guess you'd say. Most people can ride a four-stroke bike a little bit easier. They don't have to be on the pipe and clutching all the time and trying to be in that right little spot. But I don't know. I like the smell of that smoke. But, yeah, me learning the mechanics was just purely coming from a dysfunctional family and flat, dirt poor, broke. That's about the truth. But I'm from Madison County, North Carolina, so I'm in Hendersonville right now. Last a while.
A couple miles away from me, I'm over in Penrose.
Yeah, I thought that was where you was. I talked to you once or twice. Yeah, I used to live last year. I don't know if you'd call it. Well, my address is Horseshoe, but I would call it more or less Etowah, because I lived up, what was the name of that road? Brickyard. You went up the top of Brickyard and turned. Well, you could have went a couple of different ways, you know. Could have just stayed straight through Etowah like he's going to Penrose and turned right. I forget the name of that road by that storage place there. But, yeah, I like it up through there. I hang out quite a bit sometimes up in Brevard, hit up the parkway that way, and try not to run over them people on them bicycles.
Right, what you're talking about there, we won't even get on that subject on the air. It's just not good. But, yeah, I know where Brickyard's at. You're not too far away from me. I'm off of Crab Creek over here. And since you're familiar with the area, it's called Little River.
Wife, she grew up over there in that neck of the woods. So I was thinking that I lived in a mobile home over there, and when I left, there's a full-size copper J-pole still standing in the air. No, there ain't nobody using it. Go over there and take it down. It's 2 meters, 2 meters. I think it works on 442. I've built several of them, but it's on a mast about 20 or 30 feet in there, and I just left it all there. So the landlord may have took it down by now.
Be using it for a TV antenna. They don't know what it is.
Got the antenna down and made a Yagi out of it. It's one of them old, long ones. I mean, it must have had 25 elements on it. And it's a pain taking all that stuff apart without breaking it, but I had a lot of aluminum.
For a water finder, too. You never know. Or thinking it is. Gabe, you mentioned dysfunctional family, and I was just going to, I'll say this, and then I'm going to go, because I'm getting sleepy. I may not be able to sleep, but I'm getting sleepy. The older I get, the more I think all of us come from some sort of dysfunctional family. And if we don't think we are, maybe we might just be the dysfunction. Anyway, Jerry, Patrick, and Gabe, y'all have a good night. Good to hear you. And Gabe, nice to meet you. My name is Shane. And 4ZLK73, everybody have a good night.
It's nice to meet you, too. Yeah, normal is a set of parameters, you know. There's a big gap in between, man. I've met some people that were outside of that range, but and I'm usually bumping one end or the other, but I'm in the normal somewhere. So have a good evening, fellas. I'm gonna get off here too. It's nice talking to all of you. Maybe we'll do it again sometime. K4TZW. I'll be clear.
Payne 73's Gabe. Good to talk to you. Maybe we can catch up again sometime. And Jerry, I'm gonna have to jump out myself. About ready to call it a night. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73's guys.
All right, have a good evening. Good talking to you. That hit the witching hour anyway. Time for me to go back downstairs. Good talking to all of you. Have a good evening, and have a really good day tomorrow. Look, it's going to be really nice outside. N4DJC clear.
Well, India Yankee, India.